Welcome to Module 6 of the Awaken Your Light online course. We're going to look at working towards your future self in this final module of the course. I'm so glad if you've made it to this module that you're still here, and I hope that the last few modules have been going really, really well for you. If you have reached this point, which I really hope you have, you are doing an amazing job, and just let me tell you that before I even know or have any feedback on how you're doing, because you've gone through all of the stuff to get to this part, and you have made excellent choices in what you're doing. So really, really well done to you. Like in module 5, when we talked about trying to like do a pre-evaluation of everything, that's because modules 1 to 5 are really getting down to the core of things. And module 6 is kind of putting it all together. Now, you've been building blocks, like building Lego from module 1 to module 5. And today now, what's going to be really interesting is everything you've done so far has already allowed you to work towards your future self. Everything you've been doing, if you've been doing the inspired action and you've been giving commitment and effort to this, you'll already be probably a different version of yourself than you were when you started. The brightness of the sun that rests within you and that inner light that you have, I have no doubt has been awakened. I think you've probably been going through some sort of a transformation spiritually and emotionally, and some sort of an awakening to even be led to do this course. I think that your ability to shine brightly is bigger than you really, really know. And I think it's just about you seeing this now and allowing that to come out. That being very clear, and I've said this a few times during the course, you know, life is going to throw different things at you, but I would hope that you've built up the tools and the techniques to be able to deal with that in a different way, to realize that you do create your reality more than you realize, to allow yourself to make better choices, that different stresses will bring up different emotions and different emotional needs. And one thing also to be very clear of at this point is we have triggers, and triggers can set us back. We also have what I call a default setting. So if I use my example of default setting is maybe eating too much when I'm in a period of stress, that if that happens, okay, you don't say, oh no, I have ruined every bit of work that I've done. You're human, okay? You're human with emotions, with actions. It is not about living this purest, cleanest life that you can. You're human and you will make more mistakes and you will learn more and you have to give yourself a break every now and again. So it's just about kind of choosing a thought, choosing a different thought, remembering why you're doing this, remembering who you are, and moving on. It's kind of like a diet. If you're on a diet or a lifestyle change, they say have a cheat day. So have a cheat day once in a while. Have a day, and this is really important, particularly as we work towards your future self. Your emotions are the most important thing as well, because they create the self-care element, because the emotions, we talked about this earlier on, how they all filter together. I won't repeat all of that and bore you again. But what's really important here is your emotions will allow you to know what's actually going on, okay? Because they're your guidance system. And they're also, you know, either blocking or helping your instincts, which we talked a lot about earlier on also, okay? So it is absolutely of critical importance that you consistently mind your emotions. Emotions are not to be suppressed. They are not to be ignored. They are to be felt and they are to be dealt with. If you need to have a bad, crappy day, you have a bad, crappy day. You go into it, you feel it, you acknowledge it. And then you can come up the next day and do something about it. You know, actually earlier this week, I had something that came out of the blue for me. And it was something that I wasn't expecting. And I had a dream about this thing happening. So mentally, I've been preparing myself for this disappointment thing to happen for a couple of months. So when it happened, I kind of went, oh, I was expecting this. Okay. Now, the funny thing there is, did I create that into the reality because I dreamt about it? Or did I really, truly in my gut feel it would happen? And I did in my gut feel it was going to happen. This disappointment was looming for the last year and that was fine. So when it came, I wasn't disappointed because I had prepared myself, and I actually know that there is, I feel instinctively in my gut, I felt like it was the best decision, okay? But that was fine on Monday. By Wednesday, my skin was breaking out, and I had what I was describing to my mum as really angry spots on my face. Like, I have a tendency to get like more dry skin or like boils. These were like little tiny pimples, I call them. And I looked in the mirror and I went, jeez, they look really angry. My face looks angry. And I was like, because I am angry. It doesn't matter how much preparation I had. We talked about fears and everything earlier on. The preparation, how would I react? What would I do? Actually, I couldn't have done it more perfectly. But I still felt angry. I still felt upset. I was annoyed how this came about. And the treatment actually of somebody as this came right was not very nice. And I needed to go and rant. So I did. My husband got an earful about it. I wrote an email to the company situation around this. And I wrote that. I didn't send it. And I said to myself, if I still feel the same way tomorrow, I'll send this draft email off. And I didn't feel the same way tomorrow. The next day, by Thursday, I felt fine. I felt, I'm happy that it's happened. I knew it was going to happen. I'm angry at my treatment, but if I talk to them about how angry I am, they're not actually going to care anyway. So I'll just waste more energy when they don't care. I'll get more annoyed again and probably want to send another email again. So I chose to allow myself to delve into the emotions. I took a day off. I wallowed. I watched telly. I didn't actually get out of my pajamas much that day. I just went with it. You know, I'd work to do. I did the work around as much as I could, but other than that, the day was off, and I came out of it on Thursday much better. So I chose, and I have to say, as we're talking about this as well, that's one of the first times I've ever been able to have a reaction like that. So it does show that it works, and it does show that it's okay to get angry. Actually, angry is a very powerful emotion, and I did something better with it. I wasn't aggressive, where I can be like that. I could have sent an aggressive, kind of rude email back, and I would have been within my rights to, by the way. But I would feel awful about that after a couple of days, which is what normally happens. I react really quickly and then go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. So I haven't done it. And I feel so much better. And I'm dealing with the disappointment of the situation as much as I can. So just be really clear with that. But today we're going to go through the practices of visualization. Now, as I talked about in your previous module, I hope at this point that you have got your personalized guided visualization from me, that you've got in touch with me about that. And this module, okay, is really all about getting to a place where you've got yourself, how to put it, you've got yourself to a place where you're understanding yourself better. So I suppose in essence, there are no excuses anymore because we actually really understand it. You are allowed to go off track and have the cheat day and all the rest of it and a bad day and everything else. But for the most 90% of the time, we want to choose something better and keep working towards yourself. And one of the best ways for me is through the visualization process. Okay? So visualization to me goes through five points. And these are all in your workbook as well. Okay, so they go through a system called VAKGO. So this is visual, auditory, kinesthetic, gustatory, and olfactory. So you're what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste, and what you smell. Okay? And in all of these things, they allow us to get into the senses of it. Your guide of visualization has done that for you, so I'm not going to explain it, but if you haven't got it at this point, again, please get in touch with me. But this is a process of getting into the five senses of creating a vision for yourself. Okay, this is one way that you can do it around your goals. This is the best way here, I think, and it's just such a powerful tool. Like I was saying to you earlier on, when you have your personalized guide of visualization, you can actually record them yourselves. I've shown you what to do. I would record them on my iPhone or my smartphone, and I keep them. And I listen to them in the morning if I'm out walking. I listen to them and I listen to them at night as well. Now, I have to say, like, I was very clear in this whole course that I don't want this to become like a to-do, you know, big to-do list. I better do this, I better meditate, I better da-da-da-da-da. Because you're not going to do it, you're going to totally resist it. And then all the other stuff we talked about are going to keep happening. So listen to it when you feel comfortable. But that, I'm just telling you, when I listen to it, I can even just put it on, you know, speaker, like if in the house of my own, maybe listen to it when I'm like cooking breakfast or cooking dinner or something, because it's just a reminder to me and I just get into that senses. And actually it starts to make me feel a lot better, because I can picture myself and I get all like riled up for success and it's great. But working towards your future self as well, it takes in the consistency of everything we've spoken about. The self-care practice, okay, is one thing that you really need to look at. So I described earlier on the self-care practice, and it's not a practice of, like, my self-care practice, okay, would be, and this is as I work towards my future self, I try to meditate in the morning, and I like my lie-in and like my sleep and all, so I generally wake up and I stick it on in my earphones, or like I just play it out loud, okay? Then what I do is I would set intentions for the day and how I want my day to go. And I would give gratitude then when I'm in the shower for everything that happened the day before, and gratitude for what I want to happen that day. I then work on all the things of the self-care stuff that I talked about before. And I also read a lot. Like I said earlier, I'm like a sponge, so I read a lot of, like, you know, books on positive living, on retraining the mind. I like be probably a little bit obsessive about that stuff, and that's what I do. But yours could be fiction, yours could be, you know, doing something creative, which I think is great as well. So like all of those things come into play on my self-care practice. But it's not a to-do thing, it's just actually things that I enjoy, as I talked about inspired action earlier on. But goal setting, I think, is an extremely relevant point. And something I've started recently is I've looked at my longer term goals, my short term goals, and then I do my weekly goals. So I set my longer term, which is kind of over, say, the next year or two. Then my shorter would be the next 6 months. And then my weekly are the baby steps to get me to those goals. And it really keeps me on track. And I did this, started this recently, and I was able to sit down then with... I put everything on my iPad, and then I tick off what I've achieved and what I haven't achieved. And this is something to be clear, because all of this is outlined in your book. So I'm not going to like start talking you step by step of what's already written down for you. But I will be getting you to fill out these things. And I would set up a goal setting hour for yourself. If you can set it on a similar day, grand. If you can't, that's okay as well. But what I did is, like, I'd, you know, one Saturday morning, I woke up before work and I just wrote down, okay, what would I like to have achieved by next Saturday? So most of those goals are towards the steps, like I'm saying, towards my longer term goals, but some of them are just those weekly goals of things that were coming up for me that I wanted to go well. Like, so one of my goals was, you know, I would write them in the present tense. So I would say I'm very grateful and happy that I've had a good experience with a business meeting or whatever, just say came up, was coming up. To the bigger goals of I'm so happy and grateful that I'm at a size 12. So I talk about it in that size, or in that sense. And then I, you know, I'm so happy I've lost 3 pounds this week or whatever. So that's a practice. And then, like, literally the following week, I was in bed again when I started this. I'm going to bed on a Saturday night, and my iPad was beside me, and I just picked it up, and that way I just sat there for a few minutes and said, okay, what did I achieve? So I started putting X's beside things I didn't achieve, and what I found with this, I went, that's so negative, big X, I didn't achieve that, I'm awful, I'm terrible, oh, I'm so disappointed in myself, this is what was going through my head. And then I said, no, okay, so the ones that I had achieved, I was like, achieved, thank you very much, this is what I'd write. The ones that I'd half achieved, or like a third achieved or whatever, an eighth achieved, I'd be like, achieved some of this, I'm really happy and still working on it. And the ones that I didn't achieve, I was like, gonna put more energy into this next week. And that's what I did. So we're leaving out the berating, because one thing we're really good at doing is berating ourselves, putting ourselves down, and that's what we get stuck in. You will never progress in your future self if you are getting stuck in how you feel about yourself. If you're getting stuck, talk about getting stuck in the past, okay? But, you know, and we can also get stuck in the present. We can get stuck where things are. So you might make a choice today that's not particularly helpful for you. And instead of doing what I said before, which is, okay, this was my cheat day, I went off track, whatever, I'll choose again and move on. You decide to say, oh, I'm going to beat myself up about that now, and I can't believe I did that, and you focus in on it. You'll just get stuck in that. You'll get stuck in that feeling. You won't progress. The situation won't change, and more than likely it'll get worse. So we do things, the catapult things, and actually as I'm even saying this, you know, I do this to myself so often, and it's a terrible, terrible, terrible way to be, because you're just missing out on actually what you are achieving, and you're missing out on the good points, and you're missing out on what's ahead for you in the future. So the goal setting is something. So the visualization around that, the goal setting around that, that's really important. And I've done a whole section then that you're going to like set the goals, okay? But then we're going to talk about the inspired action to get there. Because we talked about the visualization part being one part. And earlier on, we built this up. And then we're talking about the inspired action. So what actions for each? We would do just the weekly goal, I think, to start with, okay? So what actions for your weekly goals, because they're ending up in your long-term goals, do you need to take, okay? And then what I'm going to write down as well is this week. So you're going week by week. How do I need to look after myself to achieve these goals? Okay, so when I was creating this course, like I had prepared and researched this and created a course before, and I've redid it. But in this last week, and now as I'm recording this, I've been doing like 13-hour days. Like I'm doing all of the design myself, the technology, all of that myself. So it takes a lot longer than what I originally thought it would do. And I had to say, okay, if I'm going to set this goal, what do I need to do? So I don't just need to, you know, have a plan and stick to it. I need to go to bed early. I need to make sure I'm getting 9 hours sleep a night, because that's what I require. I need a lot of sleep. I need to eat well. I need to have a break. I need to have time with my husband. I need to do this. So that during the course of this week, like, and we're taking into account, I've just talked about a big disappointment I'd had on Monday. So whoa, like in the middle of this week that I got planned out, something came out of the blue, even though I dreamt about it, but it still came on a day, like I wasn't prepared for what day this disappointment was going to happen. But that was the start of my week. So I had my lovely goals and my plan set out and everything, and then I needed to take a day off this week and wallow, you know, and I still had bits of work to do. So I could do a little bit of the technology work while I was having my wallow day, but I still needed to move on. Do you understand? So how do I need to look after myself? And that was one of the reasons I allowed to have myself have that wallowing day, was because I hadn't got that down on the goal list of what I was going to achieve, have a wallow day. I didn't have any of that. I just recognised to myself, if I don't deal with this anger, if I don't address it, if my skin's going to keep showing it to me in the mirror, you know, I'm just going to keep going with this for the rest of the week. So you just got to allow yourself to, this week, how do I look after myself within your weekly goal? And it's building blocks. I've talked about building this over time. So listening to the guided meditations, taking inspired action on your goals, looking at, the reason I'm trying to get all this stuff is that if you look at the inspirational screensaver, if you hear the guided meditation, if you write, see all of this, you're writing down, you're seeing, you're getting into the emotions of that, creating a nice comfortable space for you to do that, all of that impacts on you. And then bringing, more importantly, doing what makes you happy, okay? Doing things that bring joy to your life. Being around good people. Having a good circle. And these will be things that you'll have looked at and things that don't make you happy earlier on, okay? So again, I won't go through it. But it is important for you to live a joyful life. When I did the research on this and I held a few free classes around this, I called it Awaken Your Life, an afternoon to cultivate a joyful life. That's what I call this. And that's exactly what this is. This is time for you to cultivate. Think of cultivation. It is getting into the roots and it is building something up. You're growing something, and that's what you are doing. That's how you will get to your future self. All the work you've already done has got you to that part. These are just the little add-ins of what you need to do. And give yourself a break. Show yourself self-compassion. And in your inspirational screensaver, I'm saying, do something today that your future self will thank you for. Okay? And that is what you're doing. I commend you and I applaud you. And I don't mean that in a cheesy way. I really do, for doing something like this. My decision around this is I'm actually going to do this course myself starting next week. Because as I've gone through everything and put it all together, this is stuff that I've already learned and I've studied, you know. So it's I know it. But to actually do it's very different. And I know when I do it that it creates great results. So I'm on this journey with you. I really hope that it's all going to go great for you. And I look forward to tapping in with all of you and seeing how you're getting on. But look, for the rest of your course, for the next 30 days, for the next 30 years, I just really, really encourage you with positive reinforcement to awaken your light, to allow yourself to be your real self and to live a life that truly matters to you in the way that you want it to, and a life where you're living your fullest potential. We are meant, I will finish with this, we are meant to have a miraculous life. We really are. We just need to remember that. Remember, remember, remember. You create from up there something higher than us, a higher energy, your higher self, and you bring that down here. So go up there and tap in all the time and bring that energy down, and life will treat you well. So I hope you have a really good day, and thank you again for joining me on this course. It's been a great, I've really enjoyed giving it. I've enjoyed all of the effort and work that's gone into it, and all of the research and all of people who came to the classes and gave me their feedback. It's been really wonderful. So thank you so much, and namaste.